Well, Art, the campaign has begun for the Seahawks to start selling Matt Flynn to fans.
Yes, and it isn't that hard to sell because there were a lot of fans who were disappointed in Tavares Jackson last year, but I think Jackson did pretty well when you consider that the Seahawks had a very truncated training camp because of the lockout. He had a poor offensive line in front of him that was immature. He got hurt, and he still got them to 7 wins. So the thing that the Seahawks are providing now is that Flynn, despite having only 2 NFL starts, is the real deal. And the more I hear John Schneider talk about it, he's the general manager, the more I can see the point. They really do like Flynn's command of himself and of the game. A very bright guy, very able leader, and he's at least an above-average athletic talent. His 2 starts were spectacular as the backup to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay when Rodgers sat out.
We keep talking about how impressive he was. Can you give an example in one of those 2 games of what he did?
Well, on January 1st against Detroit, he threw for 6 touchdowns and 480 yards, setting Packer passing records. And that caught everybody's eye and made him the number 2 free agent quarterback in the market behind Peyton Manning.
Well, the Seahawks this week have said it's going to be an open competition for the starting job, is it?
No. They have to say it, and we have to disbelieve it. It's a delicate situation. You don't want to foreclose on Jackson starting, because what happens if Flynn falls down the stairs or just fails to perform? They don't want to diss the guy who's could be a 16-game starter for them. So we see the reality of the contract, 3 years for $26 million, $10 million guaranteed. And Tavares Jackson has 1 year left on a $4 million deal. And so that's the reality, and it's Flynn's job to lose.
All right, transitioning now, Art. We're taping this conversation right before you leave for Japan to see the Mariners kick off their season in Tokyo. Why is this a big deal?
Well, I think it's not such a big deal for MLB. They've done 3 or 4 of these previous tours where regular season games are played. But the Mariners, this team has been owned for 20 years by Hiroshi Yamauchi, the retired chairman of video game maker Nintendo. And he's never seen his team play. And he may not this time. Mm. The Mariners are not guaranteeing that the 84-year-old owner is going to be in the Tokyo Dome when the Mariners play on March 28th and 29th. But I think it's a big deal because the Mariners have the closest relationship with Japan than any other Major League Baseball team. It's a big deal for them to connect with this fan base that's followed Ichiro. This is his first homecoming in a Mariner uniform and games that count. There's a lot of pressure and interest on him. He's still a rock star at age 38. That's like Mick Jagger being 66. and so he's still popular, and the Mariners really do want to connect with the Japanese fan base and celebrate Ichiro's 10-year career, even though last year was a downer. This is a big deal for the club on multiple levels, even if MLB is a little ho-hum about it.
All right, well, they'll be playing the A's 2 games next week. Art, we'll look forward to your dispatches from Japan.
It'll be fun. I'll be writing about it all week long, and I'm looking forward to a whole lot of sushi and a whole lot of ball.
All right, thanks, Art. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.